Now today, here at the Queen Elizabeth Country Park, you've got your whole reenactment society here. How many people are there?
We're a very small group. There's only 12 of us usually. We're just under 12 today. But yes, we're covering a multitude of the crafts and skills you've seen during the period, from textile crafts, medicine, pottery, antler and bone working, armour making, fletching, bowyer's work, leather working, and cookery and foodstuffs, of course. And then me just wandering around talking about how civilised they actually were at that point in time, and the fact they weren't actually barbarians, as people would have you believe. They were a highly cultured, civilised, technologically advanced people who had trade routes that stretched from basically England down in through the Frankish and Alemannic empires of what we now know of France into Italy, to the Byzantine Empire in the Black Sea, around the Mediterranean.
That far,
yeah. We have finds of... the buckles I'm wearing are based on finds from a place called Taplow, which is actually in Buckinghamshire, and you can see the gold clasp buckles with bone discs in them, and the gems on the top are garnets. Garnets come from India, and we find an awful lot of gold and garnet jewellery for our time period in Hampshire and Kent, where the Jutish people settled. So they had trade routes that stretched that far. They might not have travelled there directly, they would have passed from merchant to merchant to merchant, but their influence and their diplomacy and trade stretched an awful long way. They weren't an insular, ignorant people by any means.
So from that period, what influence would they have on the people of today?
They gave us our law codes. The first law codes were written down in Kent in the late 6th century, and a lot of those still pass through. It was the kings of Kent that were responsible for establishing the Christian church again in England, and a lot of church law still passes through. In this area, we're particularly lucky to have a number of Saxon churches. If you travel out to Braymore on the edge of the New Forest, there's a Saxon church there. There's another one at Corhampton, which is on the edge of the Meon Valley. So we've got that element of it. The road systems, the foundation of Porchester was Roman, but they re-established it in the 7th century. St Mary's Stadium at Southampton, where they have the football club, that's a big Saxon settlement under there. So when you actually look at the big urban areas, they've carried through from Saxon periods. Place names carry through, like I say, our law codes carry through, all sorts of things.
Well, it's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you. And again, listeners out there, I've come to somewhere and I've actually learned something. So why don't you get out and about, and next time this wood fair, the Hampshire Wood Fair, is on at the Queen Elizabeth Country Park, why don't you come down and see these guys? They're all dressed for the part. They're going to put on an exhibition, which I'm going to stay and watch. And I'm going to take a few photographs around for you. And I hope you enjoy it. We'll come back with another interview soon. Bye-bye.